week's episode, the city of Ypsilanti announces that it will temporarily suspend parking meter payments, and Washtenaw Community College announces that it will be suspending its culinary and baking slash pastry arts program. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. On July 30th, the city of Ypsilanti announced that it will temporarily suspend parking meter payments due to the national coin shortage. According to the Federal Reserve, the national coin shortage is a result of the coronavirus pandemic and the economic shutdowns. Even though payments are suspended, time limits on meters will still be strictly enforced. On July 27th, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell announced that the Ypsilanti District Library and the University Corporation for Advanced Internet Development received federal grants totaling $490,000 from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. These grants aim to enhance library services and community connection and improve the quality of libraries and broaden diversity in the field. The Ypsilanti District Library received $249,788. This money will be used to improve its youth literacy text messaging service, Text and Learn for Kindergarten. This service gives parents ideas and activities that they can do at home to prepare their child for school. The University Corporation for Advanced Internet and Development received $242,640 and will expand their broadband toolkit and the broadband improvement plan. These programs allow both librarians and the public to learn about their broadband and IT systems. Washtenaw Community College announced on July 9th that they will be discontinuing their culinary and baking slash pastry arts program. The college came to this conclusion due to the fact that this program has low enrollment, low graduation rates, and costs a lot to maintain. WCC is offering students enrolled in the program 12 to 18 months to finish their credentials or degree, change programs, or get assistance transferring to Henry Ford or Oakland Community College. Culinary students Nana Kubo and Samantha Evans, along with culinary alumni and faculty, started a petition in a Facebook group called Save the Culinary Program at WCC. As of July 29th, 1,000 people have signed the petition. Prior to this announcement, Washtenaw Community College's culinary program was constantly rated one of the top 10 culinary schools in the state of Michigan. The Michigan state primary election takes place tomorrow on August 4th. If you're doing some last-minute research on local candidates, please be sure to check out our Ipsy Vote series at easternecho.com. Our managing editor, Austin Elliott, has written quite a few articles about the candidates up and down the ballot in Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township. As always, thank you for listening. Full-length articles on all the stories we discussed today are available at easternecho.com. If you like what we do, please consider donating to our crowdfunding campaign at tinyurl.com/donateecho. We want to continue providing reliable coverage of local news, but right now, we can't do that without your help. We are just over halfway to our goal of $10,000. We know that this summer has been difficult for everyone, so please know that anything you are willing to give us is so, so appreciated. Again, the link is tinyurl.com/donateecho. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kobun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.